Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, it is one of the issues of the show that has gotten our text line hopping almost more than anything else. This International Women's Day, I want to propose that we stop telling women they don't look their age or they shouldn't look their age, or indeed that they look good for their age. So says independent columnist Mary McCarthy, and she joins us now. Mary, tell me why we shouldn't say, oh, you look great for your age.
Good evening, Ciara. Good evening, Shane. Yes, you know, I feel I'm getting more sensitive now, Ciara, because I'm going to be 50 in August, right? So before, I used to go around and I'd say, yeah, you look brilliant. Like, you don't look like you've got, you know, kids in your 20s. And I used to think that was a really nice thing to say to women, like that they look young for their age. But now I find it's kind of insulting. Like, I feel when people say to me, Jesus, and I do look 50 now, I'm not saying I don't look 50, but when people say to me, you don't look 50.
I'm afraid
like
to
50,
say you don't. I think you actually don't, but I'm afraid to say it now.
Well, you know what? It makes me feel, well, what's wrong with looking 50? You know, yeah. I'm going to be 50. Why should I be ashamed of like being 50? And when people say you don't look it, it's like, God, aren't you great? Like, you haven't, you know, you haven't let yourself go. You haven't, you don't look your age, like as if it's this achievement. And I kind of feel the older I get, I kind of feel more clear-sighted about the pressure that is there on women, you know, to look good, to look young, and young is equal to good. And actually, maybe we're putting a little bit of that pressure on ourselves, Ciara, yeah. You know, because I do feel women are, you know, we champion other women for looking not their age.
If it is an achievement to look younger than your age, we're saying it is great to look young. It is great to look younger. And if you're saying that to somebody who isn't ostensibly young, that kind of is an insult. I was saying in the production meeting when I knew we were going to be talking about this that I met somebody once and they said to me, oh, you look great for your age. And I said, you should have ended that sentence on the word great. And and they kind of looked at me and then they went, oh sorry. And and we all got a bit awkward. But it's true. Do you know, saying you look good for your age is a conditional compliment, isn't it? You look good for your age could also mean, but you'd look absolutely shite if you were 10 years younger.
Exactly. It's qualifying the compliment, you know. And actually, Ciara, the reason I really now wrote that column today was because a few months ago I was at a college night in my son's school. He's picking his college courses. And I got chatting to this new woman. I hadn't met her before. And she was telling me she had two older kids who were in their 20s. And in fairness now, she didn't have any Botox or anything. So she, you know, you knew what age she was. But for some reason, I don't know why, I just was like, oh God, you look great. You don't look like you're old enough to have like college kids. And she just turned around and she's a different nationality and maybe just a bit of a cultural difference. Like in Ireland, I think we bend over backwards to compliment people, you know, like we really do. And she just kind of looked at me and was like, well, like, thanks. But, you know, actually, my mom wasn't alive at 54, you know, the age I am. So I'm happy to look my age. But thank you, Mary, for telling me that, you know, you approve of how I look. And I just felt, you know, I'm a gobshite. Like, why did I say that? You know, why did I say it? She looks great for she. No, I'm not going to say she looks great for age. She looked great. Full stop.
Full stop. You know, that's Mary. It. Shane here. I have to come in on this. Look, I will take any qualifier. You know, people, if somebody said to me, you look great, they can say for your age, for being a knob, for the size of your head. I don't care.
What's wrong with the size of your head?
Well, it goes out a bit at the back. It's a bit funny looking.
You're just fishing for compliments now, Shane.
I work beside him every day. I have never noticed a single thing odd about the shape of his head.
The point is, I'll take the first part of it. I don't care what the qualifier is.
You'll take the conditional compliment happily.
I would be delighted.
You actually do look good for your age, you stupid git.
Thank you.
He does. He looks great. Do you know what? Can I say something? I was at a dinner party, right, a few months ago, and I sat beside this 83-year-old guy. He was so attractive. He looked so good looking, but it was just his personality. You know, I really feel, you know, you can still be sexy no matter what age you are.
I think you can fancy a personality. I actually genuinely do. And that is age independent.
So sorry, mate, were you saying it was his personality that made him really attractive, or what was the...
I actually actually fancied him. I thought he was really, really good looking. And actually, I looked him up then after, and like when he was younger, he was absolutely gorgeous, but he still was really good looking.
And what age are we talking about here? Like
83.
83?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good. Yeah, I want you to send me a WhatsApp, me a photo of this man. You were actually, there's a line in your thing and it did jump out at me, right? And it's quite a contentious line, even though I'm not sure that you will think it was. Let me see where it is. Bear with me. Oh, yeah. No, Shane, you speak because I've got to find this line.
Yeah, that idea. But do you, like, there are certain certain nations where they do find people more attractive as we go. We venerate youth.
Western
here.
Beauty. This is what you said. You said, I walked out of, Mary, this, I'm quoting you, Mary. I walked out of a hotel in Brussels the other day. I saw an influencer getting her photo taken. Waxy face, blown up lips and boobs, and it made me sad. She looked like a sex doll. Do you think that our ideas of beauty are changing and warping?
I do. I think this like widespread acceptance of aesthetics, I think it is shifting kind of the baseline for what's normal, right? So wrinkles are kind of seen as a flaw. And I mean, I felt sorry for that lady because I did feel like she'd had so much work done. And I had my 9-year-old son with me and he was like gawking at her like, oh, mammy, she's beautiful, you know. And I was kind of like, well, she's had so much work done. And I mean, that is the extreme. Like you don't have people, their boobs, their lips, everything done. But there is kind of an acceptance there. And I think maybe we should just kind of question it. And you know, aging isn't that bad. Like if you listen to Kate Winslet, she's brilliant on this. So she's 50.
And she's beautiful. Yeah. I actually think Kate Winslet, I'd love to look like Kate Winslet. She's actually a very beautiful woman. And she is sort of a statuesque beauty. I think it's an age. I think she'll be beautiful at 83 is what I'm trying to say.
She will. And there's a, like, she is lucky she's beautiful. So she, it's probably easier for her to speak about this, right? But at the same time, I think she's kind of hit the nail because she says, look, I want people to see me in the public eye and I look like a normal person. And I mean, she is very, very good looking, but she does look normal in that way that she has that little line between her eyebrows, you know, the Levin line, which I have, which, you know, women do have unless you kind of erase it away. And she does look kind of normal. And I do think maybe, you know, maybe we just need to kind of stop and you know, there's definitely we need to look after ourselves, like dress well, get your hair done, all that kind of stuff. But I just feel, do we need to take that step further to get the aesthetics? Do we really need it? Like, I don't know.
Going back to the original thing about never telling a woman she looks good for age, I have to say, as a man, I would be very, very hesitant or reluctant to comment at all about a woman's looks in any way.
You wouldn't even say,
You look great. Do they think you're coming on to them if you say that? I'd be very reluctant to go there at all. I think it's something, obviously, women can say it to other women.
I think the fact that you are even concerned about that shows that you're probably not coming on to them. And I think women can...
I'm definitely not coming on to them.
No, but I think women can pick up on that. Like, we know who's sleazing on us and who's just being very nice.
Yeah. Big time, Kira.
We have a radar.
I'm sure, but I still think men are reluctant. I think it's more likely a woman would compliment another woman.
Yes, and that's true.
Yeah. I do agree with you, Shane. Yeah, I do think because it is rare that men will actually say, "Gosh, you don't look 50," whereas women will say it. You know, but
I do think when they say it, they don't mean it badly. I think when they say it, they're trying to pay you a compliment. But you're quite right that actually, the bigger picture is if we're saying that it's better to look like you're 40 than you're 50, then we're saying there's something inherently bad. I think it's to do with competition, by the way. I think if it is better to look younger rather than older, it's because on some level we still think that we're all competing women are in terms of attractiveness or something. There's something in it and it's a bit disheartening perhaps.
That is really interesting. And there is that kind of premium you get, like the beauty premium, you know, you do. I mean, there's all this really very disheartening research that shows that if you look better, younger, you get paid better. And that is a fact.
The privilege of pretty.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. And yeah, maybe you're right. That is really interesting. But do you know what? I feel I've left that competition behind, Kira. I just feel now, you know, as long as I have one man that fancies me, I'm okay.
Well, God bless that man as well, Mary. And thank you very much. Because do you know what? You've literally electrified the listeners this afternoon of The Hard Shoulder because people are sending in things all the time. Thank you so much for that. That is Mary McCarthy there, independent columnist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4
on News Talk. Conversation that counts.